Roll back that beautiful bean footage and you'll find it.
I can't hear a thing in the game. It's like, hey, there's a friend request!
Alright, this bastard is on my... Okay, GTFO, bitch.
Alright, everybody. Here it comes. Sit back and enjoy the Fraggin' and Laggin' Podcast. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Here we go, the fourth episode of the Fraggin' and Laggin' Podcast. And I want to thank each and every one of you guys and gals, or whatever you identify yourself as, for listening to all of our podcasts that we put out. And whatever platform you're on, whether it be on Anchor, or Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Apple Podcasts, you guys, nothing but the love and support. And everybody that showed up and followed us on Twitter, at Fraggin' and Laggin', nothing but love for you. So we're very fortunate that we have my co-host Blaze back, and we have a really cool kick-ass fucking guest for you guys, and I'll just let him introduce him.
Hey everybody, yeah, thanks again for listening to all the episodes, and thank you for the introduction, Bobby. We got a cool friend of mine in the show. His name is Ant on Twitch, A-N-T-T. Go and check him out if you've never heard of him, but I'm pretty sure you maybe heard of him. Well, Anthony, how are you doing, man? Welcome to the show.
Good, man. I was muted that entire time because I was just going to let you guys run it. I didn't want any background noise. Bro, this is my first time on a podcast. Super excited with both of you guys.
Welcome, stop man. It.
You super excited.
Hold on.
Super excited.
Getting a little emotional here. You know what? Let me go ahead and give you a new intro. Although Blaze did a good job. Blaze did a good job.
You're better at this than me.
There's two things that come from the state of Jersey. New Jersey. Bon Jovi and the motherfucking Shoey King, the Ant, Anthony.
Let's
there you
go.
Perfect. That's how you get it. The fucking Shoey King.
Look, okay, first of all, for people who don't know what a Shoey is, explain us what a Shoey is, Ant.
So it's... I don't know exactly where it's... originated from, either Australia or New Zealand, but it's definitely one of those things. And it's shoe, you just take off your shoe, and with your drink in your hand, you just pour the beer right into the shoe, and then just down the hatches, right you go.
I know there's like a Formula One driver also doing that when he's on the stage and he wins.
He's copied
the champagne in his shoe.
Shoey is patent pended by Ant Industries, so you guys better watch the fuck out. Lawsuits may be coming down the pipeline.
It's okay. I don't even know how it started, but I remember it was one super, super late night. I was on Twitch and we were drinking. It was me and my cousin, and it had to have been 4 a.m. our time, Eastern. And we stumbled across someone. Am I allowed to drop other people's Twitch names?
Yeah, dude. First of all, before you do that, I need for you to drop your Twitch, your social, your pertinent information. Go.
Got it. Twitch is Ant with two T's, A-N-T-T. Twitter is The Ant with two T's and an underscore. And that is pretty much what I use. I don't really grow my YouTube, and my Instagram's private, but Twitch and Twitter, Ant with two T's. Twitter, The Ant, two T's and an underscore.
Soon to be the Shoey King. The Shoey King.
Shoey King, imagine.
Shoey King. Yeah, you should maybe change that, you know?
Yeah, I have to change. Oh, my God. We'll talk about rebranding after this, but I've rebranded myself so many times. So it was super late night. I was drinking with my cousin. It was 3, 4 a.m. our time Eastern. So it's Australia and New Zealand 16 hours ahead, and we were just scouting around. I love going down the directory on Twitch and going down to the lower viewer lists. Just seeing like what, because there's so much potential. And you guys know how oversaturated Twitch is. I think some of the lower viewer Twitch streamers are more entertaining, if not better gameplay, than some of the top tier guys. But that's for another discussion. So
I kind of agree that, like, I always said, like, the smaller streamers try harder because they want to move up. But give us small
like
shit
every single time. Right. Like all the small streamers below 50. Below 30.
Mm. Yeah, I'm in there.
Dude, 50 is a lot.
I'm telling you right now.
Average. And that's a lot of people.
If it wasn't for Nightbot, Wisebot and Stream Elements, my viewership would suck. I don't fucking care. But I'm popping this one for the Shoey King, minus the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. So continue your story about the Shoey.
So we stumble across this New Zealand streamer. His name is Instinct Bro. And it had to have been like 8 or 9 p.m. So they're in the future. They're 16 hours ahead in New Zealand. So it was 8 p.m. on a Friday, and we were hanging out, like, just on a couch drinking 3 a.m. Thursday? Right? Is that math?
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah. You're good.
Oh, no. Well, it was Friday morning, regardless. Yeah. So we pop into his stream, and I give him one sub, and he immediately reads it. Immediately starts screaming my name. He has no idea who I'm. Like, I was like, this guy is acting like this. And then, like, for every sub, so then I go and give 5 subs to him. He stops playing Fortnite in the middle of the game, goes full cam, starts dancing, right? Puts on some Russian hard bass music, which is what, like, I stole that Russian hard bass from. And then he just started ripping Shoeys. And I was like, this is amazing. I was like, this is absolutely amazing. And if you guys don't know about the Russian hard bass song, please, I don't know if you've seen my stream, but I always throw it up.
And I danced on it yesterday in my stream.
It's such a good, it's a weird song. I don't know what it is, but it's
I have a full playlist of them. I'll send it to you later.
What was it? That band, it's like the Skibbity band. Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. They do something like that. It's like a weird Russian hard bass thing, like my fiance talks about it.
I'm
like,
the same.
Yeah,
but I'll post it in your Discord. But and I was like, I can't. It was like he's getting so hyped off of these Shoeys. I was like, this is amazing. I drop another 5 gifted. He does another Shoey. We end up watching him the entire night. He then returns the favor and comes into my stream and was like, thank you for the 10 gifted that one night. He gifted 5, and I'm screaming. And he was like, wait, but you have to do a Shoey now.
Oh, he broke out the white glove, slapped you across the face?
Yeah. And said, I was like, we're doing this. I was like, okay, then I'm bringing Shoeys to NA, Twitch. I was like, no one's doing this. Like, he was like, yeah, you have to. He was like, we need more hype on it. So I started doing Shoeys, and then it just kind of snowballed from there. Everybody else started doing Shoeys.
Do you have a Shoey emote?
I don't.
Get it.
Look, I was thinking about putting one on.
Shoey emote.
The Shoey, no, it needs to be the Shoey King emote. You brought it.
The Shoey King. To NA Twitch, because now I have, I got.
Like you've seen Nade. I've seen Nade do a Shoey. You know,
yeah,
he does it.
Nade Hill did one the other night, because I FaceTimed them on July 4th, and I was screaming at his older brother, Brandon, who's a year older than me, and me and Brandon are super cool, and like Dennis and Nade are the same age, so like they're cool. And I was like, Brandon, I was like, you got to do a Shoey. I was like, I'll do a Shoey with you because I know Nate's not going to do it. So Brandon did a Shoey in front of everybody on the 4th of July party. And then I was texting him and I was like, dude, you have to like every day just wake up and say the word Shoey to Nate. And eventually he's going to get it in his head that like he has to do a Shoey. And he ended up doing one on stream the other night. I'm like... At first, I was feeling a little concerned, but now I feel fucking accomplished. I was like, "It's fucking hilarious."
You're done. Your job here is done. If you can get Nate Hill to do a Shoey, I mean, you like cerebral mind job Nate Hill into doing a Shoey.
Mm-hmm.
You have my vote, the Shoey King President 2020. Let's go.
I'll take it.
Let's go.
It was like psychological like warfare. I was like, Brandon, I was like, wake up every day. His older brother, because they live together. I was like, just say the word Shoey. Like when you walk by his room, like
actually,
out of context.
The other day,
he was like in his head. He was like, I got to do a Shoey.
Yeah. The other day, me and Bobby jumped in your stream and Bobby told me he does something. Did you notice before he drinks and he puts his finger in the shoe? And I was like, what? And Bobby explained it to me. Can you explain it to me what you do? Because I didn't know that.
So it's when you pour something big before you're going to chug it, it originated from funnels, but beer or anything, when you have the head of the beer, it goes up into yeast. For some reason, when you take the oils from your face, mainly like on your nose or your forehead, I learned this in college, like you do like a wipe on the side of your nose and then do a little spin around with your finger in the beer, all of the foam immediately gone.
Fun fact, so you guys out there, who says that? Being a streamer and going to college and being a party boy, you don't learn science, you can fuck off. Lesson learned, right?
I learned something there. I was like, what, really? I got to try that next time.
He was like, I go, didn't you know he rubs his nose? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, you do that. And it makes all the foam go down to nothing.
Learned more in
college.
But
I did
class.
See you do that move, but I was like, maybe it's like, I don't know how you say that in English, a tick or something, you know, like something you mm-hmm. automatically do.
Yeah.
But like,
tradition.
Science.
But anyway, tell us more about your life and what's all going on for you.
And like we know, I don't mean to cut you off, but you know.
No, go ahead.
You guys didn't know, I mean, he says Dennis, and we know who it is, but we're not going to push him. So if he decides, you guys listening, to tell who that is,
it's
up to him. Yes, you're the cooler one, because I want to know. I have to know this, and I've been thinking about this since you agreed to do this podcast. Who wears their hat backwards better? Because it's a thing between you two. Me personally, you got my vote.
Your hat,
yeah, you do.
I can rock hats forward too.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think your brother can.
No, so. He can't. He looks suspicious.
Like he's fucking, I just choked on my beer. He's hiding something. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. So,
like, what's this guy doing on the street?
Yeah.
So, listeners, if you don't know, I'm the older brother to Dennis. Well, we all know him as Dennis, but his Twitch and username is Cloaksy. For all you guys don't know, Fortnite pro, couple orgs, cool guy.
Not his brother. Cool he doesn't. He's Cloaksy, the Shoey King. Cloaksy. Who are you following? Who are you following the war?
He won't do a Shoey, man.
But I'm saying, if you got a guy, you're standing next to somebody, Cloaksy or the Shoey King, who are you going to war with? I'm going to war with the Shoey King.
Yep.
There, I said it. Because I know that there's a beer. There's a party at the end of the battle.
You don't need a coaster when they're on your feet.
Mm-hmm. T-shirt.
That's a good one.
There is a T-shirt right there.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Please tell me you're making that shirt.
Don't need a koozie when you have your shoe.
There you go. That's
you don't
shirt
need a koozie
you're going to bring
out. No, you don't need a koozie when you're doing a shoey.
Ooh. I like that.
Let me know.
Can we write that down?
Yeah.
You know what though? I do have the notepad out. Hold on.
While he's writing that down, start telling us about what's going on in your life, man. I'm really curious.
Real quick rundown. So I graduated college 4 years ago. I'll give you guys the full spiel. Graduated college 4 years ago. Actually, we'll go further spiel. Real quick. Whole life. I built my first PC when I was in sixth grade.
Holy fuck.
Maybe, no. Yeah, seventh grade. So, I was friends with a kid who was way richer than my family, and he was also an only child. He got everything he wanted. So he got a PC, and I would always go over his house, and it was like a rig. And we would go over his house, and he introduced me to Steam, and he introduced me to Garry's Mod and Half-Life and all this stuff. And I asked my mom like all day, like every day for a good like 4 or 5 months. I was like, can I get a PC for Christmas? Can I get a PC for Christmas? And I finally looked up the price, and like the cheapest PCs were like $1,100 back then. And it had the worst specs. My mother was like, I'm not spending $1,100 on a 12-year-old. Actually, I think I was 11. Irregardless. She was like, if you want a PC so bad, get a job and buy one. So I decided to find a job. I was working under the table because I was too young for employment papers in the United States. You have to be 14. I was 12 at this time. So my birthday is in the summer. This all happened in the winter. All right, I got my timeline. I'm like real weird memorizing stuff. Anyway, so that summer I'm working under the table, bussing tables at this restaurant, sweeping like every day. And I finally get enough money to buy the parts myself. And I put the PC together, and it cost me like $800. And I didn't get a good enough power supply. And as soon as I plugged it in and turned on, it was working. And then it just started smoking, and the whole thing started going on fire. My mom felt so bad that she was like, we're going to do something.
No way.
Yeah, just absolutely smoked, completely just fried everything inside. And I was shook. Because I also had, I'm pretty sure I had like a 20 hertz monitor and like an old Logitech. Like I was ready to game. I was ready to play Gary's Mod at 12 years old.
It was on.
So mom felt so bad that she was like, if we're going to do this, we're going to do something through warranty. And we're going to have someone else build it. So that was then through, they bought me, because they felt so bad because I worked so hard at the age of 12. They bought me a pre-built from iBuyPower. And that's how I got started into gaming. I got a pre-built, I got a monitor, and the rest is history. I found Steam at the age of 12. Was on Counter-Strike Source. Was on Team Fortress 2. Everything, Gary's Mod, Half-Life, just spent all, like we would surf all day, and then I would just come home and make outrageous sand maps in Gary's Mod. I would play Team Fortress 2 until the sun came up. Hold on, I wanna look to see how many hours I actually have on that game. So if you guys don't know, I was actually signed, yeah, I have 860 hours played on Team Fortress 2.
Steam. That's pretty decent. And was it you alone, or was it you and your brother on the same PC, or how did that go?
No, so he wasn't gaming. He was on my, well, he was gaming, but he was only playing Counter-Strike Source on my, so he's 2 years younger than me. So I was gaming, trying to make it like a thing. I got signed to a team on Team Fortress 2. Voice cracked. So I lied about my age. No, you don't have to. No, I lied about my age on Team Fortress 2 to get signed to this team. I get kicked off the team. Ended up having to owe money to these guys, and my mom was super, super pissed. She was like, "There's no esports for you. You can't." He was like, "We're not doing any of this." I was 13 now. So Dennis is 11, still playing Counter-Strike Source. So I'm like, okay. I was like, now I'm going into high school. Like, I'm going to try to get on some sports teams. I was like, I don't need to be gaming this much. So that's when I gave that PC to my younger brother, Loxy. So he got the iBuyPower PC when he was 11, or he turned 11. I don't remember. This is 15 years ago. But what is funny is it's full circle now. He just finished a partnership with iBuyPower.
And you guys, if you guys are going to go iBuyPower and buy a PC, please use code
Cloaksy.
That's what I was like the whole time when you're telling that story. I'm like, this is like,
and it came full circle. His first PC was the pre-built that I got from iBuyPower that I gave him, and now he's sponsored by them.
I was actually looking it up because I was pretty sure he was sponsored by them. But you said it before I was able to say
it. It's full circle how that happens.
As soon as you said that, I was like, oh my God, I can't wait for it. And here it is.
Full circle. So everything works out in the end.
So yeah, you went to school. You finished school after that, being a big sports guy, I guess. You know, like being the best of state and stuff like that, right?
I was on the basketball team and the baseball team for high school. My high school had a surf team. I quit baseball, basketball, and surfed. Tried to make surfing a thing, but if anybody else knows how hard it is to actually be a professional surfer in New Jersey, you can only do it if you actually aren't in school. Because the only people that are professional surfers are like homeschooled, and then their parents just like make them go to Hawaii throughout the winter.
Oh, that's a, yeah, that's a
shitty deal. And then in the summer, they're in Puerto Rico. So I was like, I don't really want to do that at all. So I'm still working at the same restaurant. I end up getting promoted to waiter. So it was like busboy, went dishwasher, waiter. And then I was waitering and doing waiter service throughout the summer, throughout the winter. And then I ended up buying myself another PC, which throughout high school, we were just gaming. Everybody was gaming all the time. We were either outside all day, and then at night we were playing World of Warcraft. We were playing Counter-Strike, we were playing Team Fortress 2, we were doing Gary's Mod, we were doing Half-Life. Usual. The OG Steam games. For sure.
So yeah, go ahead, Bobby.
No. So like your go-to game that if you had to play one game for the rest of your life, would that be that Team Fortress 2?
In its prime? Yes, at its current stage right now? Absolutely not. Because it's a dead game. It's completely dead game.
Yeah,
it's 16-year-old game. But if it was Team Fortress 2 in its prime when it had a comp scene, yes.
So you started out, there was no console days for you.
There were. It was all before the PC.
Yeah. Okay, what was your first, like, console game? What was your, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I think, like, I started out, like, for me, getting into gaming was a way to connect with my kids, my sons.
Yeah.
And, like, so I started out on Xbox 360, Call of Duty. And then...
So our first game was Spyro on the PlayStation 1.
Get wrecked.
Yeah.
Don't talk about no rings. Let's go.
Spyro on the PlayStation 1. And then it just... And then I went to PlayStation 2. And then we were playing all the... We were playing Jak and Daxter, the Crash Bandicoots. We were playing... what was the other one? Ratchet and Clank. We were playing... What was the one with the... Sly Fox Cooper, right?
Oh,
Sly Fox.
I was like... PlayStation 2, like Resident Evil 2, believe it or not, was like the one game I had to play. That
never got into it. Never like, got
I
into Resident.
I played that in like racing games, like Formula 1. I tried, and I was like, oh god, this is something I can do, you know, but.
Yeah. Whew. And then everybody was getting Xbox 360s because it was multiplayer Xbox Live. So we went right to the Xbox 360 after PlayStation 2, and then it was just Halo, game over.
Well, I was going to say, all right, here's the big debate. Look, obviously, I'm a little bit older than you by a couple years. What was the best? What was the
best years?
Watch your mouth, Blaze. As far as what was your favorite Halo, and what was your favorite competitive Halo?
Favorite comp, Halo 2. Favorite Halo, Halo 3.
That's everyone says favorite comp, Halo 2, hands down. That is a true. Like, loves Halo. Everyone says Halo 2 was where it was at.
Uh-huh.
So, but like Halo 3, if you're playing with the boys, you're dicking around, Halo 3 all day.
All day.
So, and for you guys that don't know, also, it was Ant's birthday this past week, wasn't it?
It was on Friday.
Yeah, well, I was there for your birthday stream, and thank I just want to say happy birthday again.
Appreciate it. I wish I streamed a little longer.
Same from me.
Yeah, I mean... You're
thank you.
For you guys, I'm telling you, anybody that's not following him on Twitch, you're doing yourself an injustice because it's like a very
entertaining mulligan, stream.
Doing a mulligan. It's a very entertaining stream, and there is not enough streamers, I don't think, that are out there like you because, you know, and I've said this on like my Twitch and stuff like that, and I was like, look, you guys aren't here to watch me play good games. And ironically, I was like, if you want to watch somebody that's good at the game, go watch somebody like Cloaksy or like Lupo or Ninja or something like that. I'm like, those are the good players. I'm here because, to me, streaming on Twitch is free entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
That it doesn't cost you nothing to hit the heart button.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm happy you said that because I care more about followers than I do with subs. When I first started streaming, so it was like 5 years ago, I rebranded myself multiple times, but I tried to be like the best competitive and I just couldn't keep up. And like, I fully rebranded a year ago. So my name used to be, it was literally Follow the Ant because I rebranded from a name called Slurpee LOL. Which I rebranded from Grizzle. Yeah, it made you laugh.
It can't be worse than being called Bumble, right?
No, Bumblebee Tuna.
Used to be it Bumble.
Was like multiple rebrands, and like the fact that Follow the Ant was like actually my name, like just pissed me off so much. So, and the reason why I have Ant with two T's on Twitch was because for 2 years straight, it was an inactive username. For 2 years straight, I had my Google Home homepage set to twitch.tv/Ant. Waiting for them to do the wave of the inactive deletes. And every day I would open up Google to make sure like that if it's still inactive, when was the last time I logged in, and if it got deleted or not. And then one day, 14 months ago, it finally got deleted and I immediately hit up Twitch.
Like it's fine, bitch.
With like the thread of emails, like I would email them every month. For a good 2 years, I'd be like, hey, can I have this inactive username? And they would constantly send me back the automatic computer response, like, this is how you like check the blah blah blah, the copy and paste kind of response. So when it finally got inactive, or when the wave of deletes went out, I just forwarded that thread of like 30 something emails. It was like, hey, like, this isn't just like a random email, like, I really want this. And they got back to me the next day and I got it changed. So I'm happy that I changed it from follow the ant with two T's to just ant with two T's.
I gotta honestly say, I got to know you through KP5, who I know from H1Z1, and I partied with him, and we started playing, me, you, and him, and we were playing good, you know, we were like pushing and everything, but at the same time, we were joking and messing around and doing stupid shit, and I really liked that. So the next day when you streamed, I came back in your stream, and I saw you do your stream, and you were like busy with your followers, talking, watching stuff together on YouTube. Then you went over to gameplay for a while, but like, you mixed it up really good, and you still see that you're a good player, but you also care about your viewers. And I think nowadays that's a really good combination to have on Twitch, but that's my personal opinion.
No, I mean, that's how I got 100%. Yeah. Is that there's so many people that start, oh, look, you know, I'm going to be like the next, you know, I'm going to be the next Tim the Tat Man. I'm going to be the next Cloaksy. I'm going to be the next Lupo. Like, I'm going to go and push live and I'm going to have like 7,000 followers, 50,000 subs. I'm going to invest $90 million in my setup and I'm going to quit my day job. It's going to happen like 2 days, you know?
I'm going, like, pro. Mm-hmm. Like, the game, like, came out one day. I'm going pro. Free, I mean, for a team. Yeah. Come and hit me up. Free.
I mean, we've all scrolled through Twitch, and we always look for that one person where you type in the chat, hey, what's going on, man? And we've all seen it where they don't even, they ignore the chat. You know, they're like, you know, they have like 25, 35 viewers in there. And you're just like, hey, what's up,
and
man?
They're having the 20 kill game so focused that
they're like, they're getting pooped on and they're going back to the lobby all the time and you don't even have the time. And I was like when Blaze told me about you, Ant, I was like, I went and I followed your channel, and then as soon as the alert, you like looked over, hey, you know, you had like 75, 80 people in your chat, and you took that one moment that, you know, I don't want to say that it was Lionel Richie and Diana Ross singing Endless Love at that moment, but she acknowledged me because at that moment,
cry again.
Yeah, you know what? Why are you judging me? But there was that connection. I mean, there was the connection. And I'm like, this dude could be like, you know, he's got all these people in here, and he could be like, oh, I'll get to you later. You know, it was like that moment you heard that alert. You like looked over. You're like, hey, Junkie, thanks for the follow, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's what it's about, you know, is that connection, you know. So I
try to thank every single follow, like, almost immediately, because then because you open up the conversation. They don't have to open up the conversation. Being new in someone else's chat, it's kind of like, if you're not a streamer yourself, it's intimidating, I guess, because other people are in your chat, which is why I don't like having a lot of mods. I don't like having a lot of VIPs. The only VIPs that I have in my chat are my IRLs, so I don't miss their messages. But the mods are like the day ones that I've known before I was modding. But it's intimidating if you go into someone's chat and it's all mods, it's all VIPs, and like, you're a new guy in the chat. Like, what do you say? So that's why I like to, I cannot stand it when I'm streaming and I miss someone's following, because I like opening up the conversation.
Yeah, because it's like, it's the worst is that when you go into someone's and you're like, you're typing in the chat and they're not acknowledging, and you're just like, listen, we've all encountered that person. What, you too good to say hello? You too good to say hello? But then again, hindsight being 2020 is that you have those mods that are like, quit being a dick. He's playing. She's concentrating. And it's like, I don't know.
Chat.
It's like, I don't know if you know who American Dad is or watches videos. Like, his mod little skits he does is the best, the White Knight ones and stuff.
The skits,
and I'm like,
are hysterical.
So, and kind of to double back, a fun fact about KP5 is that we're actually from the same hometown. Him and I are from the same hometown.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
And fun fact, like, I remember your brother when he played for Rogue in H1Z1, and I was an esports manager. When I was an esports manager for Apotheon Esports, putting together H1Z1 teams. Which look, this podcast is a hot fucking mess. All right, so we went console, we went console for you would be Halo, and PC in its heyday would be Team Fortress 2, right?
Right, yeah.
Like, for me, console in its prime, Modern Warfare 2. Mm. Like, One Man Army, Noob Tube, Danger Close. I am noob tubing fucking all day. Because I was that kind of a dick.
Mine is totally different, but
and
yeah.
PC, H1Z1 in preseason 3. Hands down. Yeah. All day. Could play that game all day.
Yeah, me console. I was a FIFA player, so, and I've never played LoL or WoW in my life. So, and I love Tony Hawk. I love Tony Hawk skateboarding. You know, I love that. And on PC, it was CS:GO. That's where it all started for me. On Twitch also, and then H1Z1 because like that was the game for me. You know.
Mm-hmm. Like I tried WoW. I wanted to give it a fair shot. I was like, I guess I look at games as that. It's tough for me to play games that I have to commit that much time to, you know? Yeah. And I'm like I've had buddies that are like, dude, that was my first girlfriend I ever had was on World of Warcraft. And I was like,
dude,
what?
Same. I think I have 2 years playtime on WoW, to be completely honest.
I respect the grind. I was just like, I can't commit to it because I'd like to drink beer. I like to drink beer and I have to work, you know? And,
And I can't like, put in hours a day.
So
you were, of course, a little bit older when it came out, you know?
Yeah, I was younger when it came out.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this, and you guys don't make fun of me. You know when I first had internet? When I was in the military. And that was like, I came back from Japan, I want to say maybe 96, 97, 96, 97. I had my first, it was dial-up.
Dial up, yes. Yeah, when the phone rang, everybody got kicked offline.
Yeah, exactly. It was or when someone picked up the phone, it was like, hey, you had to put like a note. Don't pick up the phone. I'm online, mm-hmm. you know? Someone pick up the phone.
I remember those
and
times.
You got kicked offline. So, okay. I missed that.
But anyways, college, games, what are you doing now? Except from streaming.
So, I ran off on a tangent. So I went to college.
We always do.
I like it though.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Bobby, from the Fraggin' and Laggin' podcast.
Hold on a minute. Why is it always you doing the intro? It's my time now. Guys, if you ever wondered what peripherals we're using while we're doing this podcast, while we're gaming, while we're having fun, while we're actually fragging, we're using XtraFi. If you want to check them out, it's XtraFi.com. If you want to check a local store near you or an online store, XtraFi.com/resellers. Go and check it out. I gotta say, I've been using the super lightweight mouse for a year now. It's amazing. It improved my aim and it improved my gaming. And I had them send over some stuff to Bobby to test out. What did you think about it, Bobby?
I'm gonna tell you, I've been using the one specific mouse for like 2 years. And the fine people at XtraFi sent me this awesome RGB mouse, the M4. And it's super lightweight. It took me like a little bit to get used to it. And I'm never going to use anything else. I mean, it's so simple to change my DPI. The polling on it is simple. And not only that, I got some H1 Ninjas in Pajamas inspired headphones in the mail today. And I love them 100%. So, you guys.
Yeah, guys, as you can hear, headsets, keyboards, mice, mouse pads, accessories.
Let me
like
ask you this.
What
are you? I noticed that you said you wanted a mouse bungee for Christmas this year. Well, guess what? XtraFi's got you covered. 100%.
Oh, awesome, man.
You guys go to XtraFi.com or XtraFi.com/resellers. They sell all over the world. Asia, NA, Europe, they got you covered. So you guys, check it out. Tell them the guys from the Fraggin' Laggin' podcast, send them your way. And just keep in mind, if you guys are out there, you better be fragging, because if not,
you're probably not using XtraFi gear.
So I got a degree in marketing.
Okay. All right. Before you go any further, I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir. It just hit me just now because I DM'd you your new t-shirt mottos, and I would like to bring forth something to you. You are the Shoey King, but something you could patent called the floppy. So a flip-flop.
Oh.
It's yours.
Ew. I've seen that before. I've seen people do that before. I think that's worse than shoes.
I'm just saying it was possible to be out there. You could patent it as part of the Shoey King Industries.
We do, Shut I don't know if down. You guys have saw it or if you've seen the clips in my Discord, but there's an Australian streamer. Her name's Melly. She's cool as fuck. Her Twitch is Angel Melly, and she does shoeys out of heels. She calls them heelies.
I'm going to check those clips.
She's hilarious.
Now, I'm waiting for, like, okay, what about Bootsies? Can you...
Bootsies? I've seen someone do it out of a fishing boot before. That was decrepit.
I wear fucking steel-toe work boots, man. You know,
Let's keep it.
Let's keep it clean. Let's keep it clean. Not really.
Let's go. Okay, let's go.
Keep going.
So, where was I? I
got out of college, marketing.
Yeah, got a degree in marketing. Immediately got a job in Manhattan. I was doing sales. So I was living, still home, in New Jersey, and I was commuting 3 hours every morning to Midtown Manhattan, New York. It was an 8-to-5. No, yeah, it was an 8-to-5. It wasn't a 9-to-5. But technically, where I was living and commuting, it was a 5-to-8. So I was did that for a year, doing business to business telecom, wholesale sales. So I worked for a company that would buy in bulk all of Verizon, Comcast, Spectrum, all of their services, and we would just call businesses, try to get them onto our payroll. It was just like a wholesale kind of third party, and it was just basically cold calling from the moment I woke up to the moment I went to sleep. And I crushed it because I was hungry. I was out of college. I was like, okay, I'm gonna make a shit ton of money. But once it got to the point where it was like 8-9 months in, and I was in the office watching the sunrise and set like 3 hours home, it was taking a massive mental toll on myself. Like I was miserable. Like I wasn't really myself. I wasn't exercising. I wasn't surfing. I wasn't seeing enough friends and family. It was just like on the weekends, I was just drinking Friday, Saturday, and then the Sunday scaries hit heavy. And then I was just like, you know what? This is not my life. I was like, I'm going to crush it here, but this is not where I'm going to be permanently. It's not a racist term, but it's what people call cube monkeys. You just sit down in your cubicle and you just do everything your boss tells you, like you were just a brainless monkey. I don't know if you guys have heard that term, but it's big in New York, and the Midtown uniform is everybody's in their collared shirts and the same Patagonia vests. I was like, this is not the life I want to live. Did that for about 2 years. Fucking miserable. Right when Fortnite was blowing up on Twitch, that was when Dennis and Turner won. Well, Closey and Turner, they won TwitchCon 2018. And I was like, okay, this shit's like really happening for Dennis. I was like, I'm going to quit my job and make sure like he's all good mentally, because it's kind of like 0 to 100 for him. And he's doing everything that I wish I could. So I'm going to try to be the anchor when it comes to that. And I quit my job, been helping him manage his socials, was helping him throughout all the phase stuff. And then I've been streaming full time, living with Dennis and Alexia for about 19 months now, and I don't think I've ever been happier.
And it's a testament. It's like I'm a huge fan. I don't know do you know who Hector Rodriguez is?
Yes, Hex okay. is the fucking man.
Hex is like a huge inspiration. I mean, like, I got into esports management at 40 years old, no shit. And yeah, he said he kept going to that fucking insurance company and he kept hitting that same fucking number every fucking day to clock in. He wanted to take a break, hit that fucking number to clock the fuck out.
You got an hour for lunch.
Yeah, and he said he got to the point and he said he was making a lot of money, but he was not fucking happy.
It doesn't matter, man.
And he
money
said,
does not
and he
matter
was like,
to have
I walked out, and that's why, you know, he created probably the greatest organization out there,
arguably the greatest org.
And it's sad the way it became, but I think he's in a good spot now. And you know, I met him at MLG Atlanta when I was with Apothe on esports, and you know, and that was cool. I got to meet a lot of cool people, and then you know, that's when I branched into I was like, hey, I'll do PC gaming. Don't know nothing about it, but esports is esports. And, you know, but I'm just like, you know, this is a guy that said, you know, you could have sat there, punched the fuck, you could have woken up and, like you said, worked, you know, 5 to 5, taking a 3-hour, you know, commute to work and been miserable, hated your fucking life, had a good, you know, probably made good money, but you said, you know what, I can fucking do this. You're like a testament to someone. If someone's gonna tell you, you're like one of those people, it's like the same person like Blaze, don't tell me no, because I'm gonna fucking die trying to prove to you that I can do it, you know. So it's just kudos to you, man. I mean, that's, you know, your brother's got a good support system that, you know, I mean,
you're actually being what brothers should be for each other. They should be there for each other, they should support each other, and even though it was also your dream, you're supporting his dream and helping him thrive in his dream, you know.
You know, it's like there's, and you can definitely tell that you guys have a really cool relationship, and it's not, it's a brotherly relationship over a business relationship, because like he was like, dude, I could keep streaming, because like I said, I had both your guys' streams up for your birthday, and he was like, dude, I'm ending my fucking stream. It's my brother's stream. I don't care how many people I have in here. He's responsible for me doing what I'm doing right now. I'm going to go hang out with him. And it was cool because, and you guys, make sure you guys go follow him. Like I said, once again, you go follow him on Twitter at the Ant 2T's and look at his pinned tweet. You get to see Cloaksy doing, witnessing a shoey, and then you got Cloaksy over there.
His you face know, when you do that.
That is the best. That is the best. He's like, ew. And you're like, you know what? I'm a
so
man.
So decrepit too, because those aren't like my designated shoey shoes. Like, I wear those.
Yeah, yeah. That's like, that's one of the questions Bobby asked me. I was like, is he using the same shoe always? I'm like, no, no. He just picks the shoe like, he's got on his feet.
I was like, he just fucking sprayed that with silicone or something, sealed it and shit. And I was like, dude, he's like, no. It
smells like Corona and White Claw. And
oh my god,
it is what it is. You can buy more shoes, you can't buy more moments.
I mean
that is true.
Moments is are priceless, and it's just like, really, I think, and that's why, like I said, I like this, the hearing people's stories, people telling their own version of their stories and what happened and what it's like, you know, for you to get where you're at. You know, let's face it, there are plenty of people out there that could just jump on fucking someone's coattails and ride that to success. But you're doing it for the right reasons. You're like, look, I've been there for him. I'm going to continue to be there for Dennis, you know? And, you know, there's not enough people. You could have, I think your streams are fucking entertaining as shit. And there's not enough streamers like you out there. So if there's anybody that fucking says you suck as a streamer, you do me a favor, you slide into my DMs, you get an address, and I'll go pay them a fucking visit.
It's not a threat, it's a promise.
It's a promise,
it's fucking, you know what, the Fragging and Lagging fucking podcast team, if they're in the EU, we got you covered. We got you covered.
That's
EU.
True.
You know, most people would just have a stateside, you know, you know, mob. No, we're international right now.
Yeah, baby.
So are you like his manager or just
not
helping
anymore.
Him?
Was. He's signed into Loaded Talent Agency now. Okay. Guys that have Ninja, Shroud, Tim, Lupo, Jordan Fisher, Courage, all those guys. All
right. Okay. So I got to know, is he a diva?
Not an org.
Is he a diva?
Talent. Hell.
Listen, no one's listening. Your brother will probably never hear this podcast, but if he wants to,
is he a diva?
Is he a diva? No. Like, does he go for mani-pedis? Does he get upset?
No. Dude, now, I'm not going to drop names, but like, I think what is eye-opening for everybody else in the industry, I guess for how we are as persons, we're just like humble-ass dudes that kind of just got thrown into this position.
Well, I gotta say,
we worked in restaurants. Like, we know how it is to get.
I don't think you guys got thrown in. I don't think it's one of those things. I don't think you guys got thrown into this position. I think honestly, you earned where you're at. You've earned where you're at. Dennis has earned where he's at. You know, it's one of those that it's easy to be like, yeah, fucking, you know, I'm going to go and I'm going to move to L.A. And you know, I'm going to buy the gajillion dollar mansion, have the spray tans every day. I'm going to have someone do my exercise for me, you know. And
it says a lot when someone moves out to L.A. and they fucking hate it and they come back.
So yeah. I mean, like literally.
Well, I don't know. I'm European, so. Well. But like, Ant, a good example of that is me and you met what, 2 months ago or something.
Yeah.
You like.
I feel like I've known you my whole life.
Well, yeah, like we hit it off while we were playing, you know, having fun. And like the next day I write to you like, hey, thanks for, you know, playing with me. I really enjoyed it. This and that. You follow me in my stream. You ask me how my day is and stuff like that. I'm like, this dude is real. Like he's serious, because I've had, like, I've not been where your brother's been, but I've had moments where I had 1,000 and 2,000 viewers that people write me and this and that. So I already know also how kind, in what kind of way the industry can be and how people can be towards you. And you sometimes start trusting people and in the end they betray your trust, you know?
Right. So snakes in the grass.
Yeah. So I know how dangerous all of that is. And to just see how you were towards me, how we talk to each other and how we became friends, I can say, is really showing what kind of person you are, you know? Because you didn't have any obligation to be nice to me and you know, to start talking to me and asking how my day is and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you for that.
I knew you were good people as soon as... I mean, if you're coming through Kev, you're good people.
Yeah.
I trust his opinion of other people enough to...
And it was so funny.
By the way, can you please tell KP5 to contact me, you know, for the next podcast somewhere, you know? He's not responding. He's always slow. I love him, man. I love him.
It's funny because like I was sitting there like Blaze and I, like literally like my fiance, he goes, are you guys going to get married soon or what? And I was like, no, I'm not, because I've had this running joke. I was like, what would it cost for you to get my logo tattooed as a tramp stamp on your body? And he won't answer me. He won't give me a number. I was like, that would be cool. Look, there's your logo on the back of his lower back. Mm-hmm. But he won't give me it. But I was like, dude, fucking Ant just followed me. And he was like, so? And I was like, that's cool, you know? I mean, like, I you know, I do have some bigger streamers that follow me, like, you know. And I was just like, dude, we were just talking about this dude. This dude doesn't know fucking who I am. I was like, he followed me. I was like, that Ant, dude, he's solid as fuck right now. So anybody that's ever said Ant is an asshole, fuck off. Hashtag you're a dick.
Anyways, so how do your days look now? What do you do? What's going on? What shit is happening? Is there anything interesting happening? Or funny stuff happening? Crazy stuff happening?
Nothing. Just pretty normal, seamless. Wake up.
Do a shoey.
Breakfast. Start my day with a shoey of coffee. Wake up, see if my parents need help with anything. Check the waves, go to the beach. It's summer. Hang out with a couple friends. My cousin Taylor is here in the house for the week. Chill with him. Chill with Dennis and Alexia. And then we just all work our stream schedules around each other, because we all kind of share the same viewers, in a sense. And I don't know. We got like a streamer house going.
No, it's a family house. That's a difference.
It's like a family streamer.
It is a family house, yeah. I mean, I used to get like so pissed off. You get people like, hey, dude, man, you got more viewers than me. Host me up. And you're just like, fuck off, dude. Yeah. We're having a good fucking time.
Just hanging.
You know, that's it. Hanging and banging, fucking lurking and jerking.
That's it.
What I'm saying.
Because like, Dennis or Alexi will come downstairs and Taylor and I are both streaming downstairs, and they'll scream in the kitchen like, how long are you guys streaming, each of you, who wants a host? I was like, I've been streaming for like 7 hours. I was like, let's just all host Taylor. And we'll all do that, and we'll all just have a couple beers and watch his stream up on the living room, and he's streaming in the next door.
Alright, another thing I gotta ask is when Dennis was out in LA with Nate Shot, and what is the fucking kneeling thing they do? I was telling fucking Blaze about it. I was like, they did this thing. It's like a challenge. Like, they look and they gotta drop to a fucking knee and like.
Oh, was it? Were they getting iced?
Yeah, iced. Yes.
Yeah. You never heard of iced?
No, I've never heard of that.
So
I'm 47 years old.
We're old. We're old.
So you take a Smirnoff Ice and you hide it somewhere. Like, if you guys were here right now, I would put a Smirnoff Ice in the oven, and I would say, hey, Bobby, go check to see if there's anything in the oven. I want to throw in a pizza. And if you open up the oven and you see the Smirnoff Ice, I just iced you. You have to then get on one knee and chug it.
Oh my god.
Like you put it like anywhere other than the fridge counts, like in a cabinet, in the drawers.
And how many has your brother ever iced you?
Yeah.
What would be the worst is like
the worst spot is like the most dickhead spot, and putting it on the top of a toilet seat. It's like when you're going to take a piss.
Oh my god.
It's just right there.
Like no, what I'm saying is like you could be like you could set that fucking Smirnoff ice out in the fucking like lawn, let it get nice and fucking hot.
Ooh,
and
ew.
Then and be like, hey dude, can you hand me some toilet paper, dude? This is gonna get ugly. And you're just like, oh, you got all I know is like, look, I had respect for your brother in gaming, and then I would see when he was out there, and I was like, this dude can fucking nail it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, fucking, and that's what I was like, that's what I told him. I was like, it's something in that car. I was telling him, I was like, and then you're like, no, it's called ice. And they were like, boom, smearing off ice. He's on a knee. And he's like, mm-hmm. done. Get yeah. wrecked. You know, it's like mic fun. Drop. Take this. And I'm like, fuck.
You like to have fun with it. But it's like a gentleman's rule. Don't leave it in the sun, kind of. Or like that's anywhere a outside.
Yo, gentleman's yeah. agreement. I can respect it.
Yeah.
Damn.
I can get them 100% that. Of the time by under the grill, though. Under the grill hood.
Oh.
Every time.
Oh, man. When's the last time? Next, are you, when's the next time? Are you still doing the ice game or no?
Man, no, is it should. On? We haven't.
Is it on at all times?
No, it's mainly holidays.
Oh, okay.
Or
okay.
birthdays, even though we forgot this past weekend. But it's like, it was a big thing, Memorial Day.
Okay. Well, next time you do me a favor, I need you to do get one. Just go and buy one Smirnoff Ice and just write
Tallboy.
Oh god. If they had a 40, that'd be even better. But
I think they do.
Oh, get
I think
a 40.
They do 40 ounces Smirnoff Ice.
Just 40 and just go to fucking and just write the Shoey King,
mm-hmm.
Junkhead, and Blaze in their love, and just put it somewhere where Dennis has to fucking nail it.
I should. I'll record it.
I'll record it.
I'll just write to the top of the grill because he grills burgers and steaks every night.
Oh,
my oh God. Nice.
I love Cloaks even more. I mean, no, wait. that sounded really bad, dude. No, it's like I would like probably like if we were ever, I mean, I'm just saying, not that I'm stalking you and I might be like a block away from your house, not happening. Like, it's like one of those just hanging with you guys, I think would be like, that's fucking awesome right here, man.
Yeah.
You know? What do you want to do? I don't know. You want to grease some steaks and fucking, I don't know.
Grease some steaks and just drink outside?
Play some fucking drunk.
That's
Twister.
I sold the rest, you know?
Yeah. You want to know? I got a taser. We're going to have a fucking good time.
We got cornhole. We got a can jam. My girlfriend's mom just bought us ladder ball. I don't know if you know of that.
Oh,
that game outside. We got a lot of outdoor games.
Nice. Nice.
Oh my god. So, I mean,
there's something about tossing a beanbag with a beer in your hand that is just undefeated.
And with the smell of steaks in the background?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, just fuck it over.
It's undefeated.
And
I'm looking how much tickets cost to.
They might be cheap.
I don't know.
I mean, honestly, at the moment with the whole situation with the pandemic, I'm pretty mm-hmm. safe in Belgium. I'm staying for a while.
You guys, anybody out there, make sure you guys are fucking staying clean, staying safe.
Yeah.
If you go anywhere, wash your hands, wear a fucking mask, and...
Yeah, wear a mask.
And I just want to say, all you cocksuckers out there that are buying webcams that, you know, and fucking jacking up the price, man, I fucking hope you get the crabs. I really do.
Why are webcams everywhere sold out?
Well, because you figure everyone's doing everything from work, I mean, from home now, and, you know, like...
Oh, true.
You look at, like, a fucking... Like, a C920 is, like, $200. A fucking Brio is, like...
Rio's 200
almost,
right now.
Yeah, it's like 300.
300 on Best
and
Buy.
And like you could sell it on like whatever, but you might not get it for like another month. And I'm like, I was like, man, I hope you assholes, dude. I was like, a fucking C920 was like what, $50 back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I mean, I use a C615 and I'm trying to fucking make it look cool, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, oh, but dude, like your camera angles, dude, is fucking bad. He goes, because Gino Blaze was like, how many cameras does he have? I go, I don't know, but he fucking makes it look good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got two. I only got two, though. I did have three set up, but I had way too many USB ports going. My computer
you need,
was just
you need a
down.
Shoei. You need to have a Shoei cam where you can slide back and it'll have like a little, its own little fucking. The
Shoei cam. Grab the shoe and then it disappears out of the webcam view.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, mm-hmm. you know.
We're onto something.
I don't mind helping out. I'm just going to put that out there. All beer sponsors. What's your favorite beer? What's your favorite drink? What's your drink of choice?
What are we talking about? Because I get asked this a lot, and like,
okay, all right, well, really, two-part question.
If it's got Bruce in it,
the Shoei, for Shoei, what kind of Shoei beer do you like?
Shoei beer, Miller, Coors, or Bud Light.
All right, Miller, Anheuser, just reach out, slide into his DMs on Twitter, and if you're out
Anheuser
back,
Anheuser-Busch, get in there.
Yep. or Yingling. I'm just going to say Yingling because they are America's oldest brewery.
True.
You know,
I'm a big fan of Yingling.
Not
in the summer. I could only drink Yingling in the winter.
I do. I'm the same way. I'm the same fucking way.
Yingling when it's cold out.
Oh, fuck.
It's not the same in the summer.
I don't drink any of those beers. I live in Belgium, one of the biggest beer countries in the world. We have our own beers. You know, we have at least, we're like 11 million people. We have almost 600 different beers. I'm good.
You know what, though? You're just Stella? Like, yeah, Stella. I'm down for
Stella
it.
Is one of ours, yeah. Stella? But Stella for me is not. Stella is not that special for me. It's really? It's a normal basic beer for me. You know, like Duvel.
Are you saying
is
it's a
crazy
basic bitch beer? Is what you just said?
Kinda, yeah. For us,
well,
yeah.
Well, Stella can sponsor.
My first
Stella
beer
can sponsor me, and they can sponsor Ant, and we'll be fucking happy.
Okay. My first beer I had, I was 14, and it was a Duvel. It's called Duvel, D-U-V-E-L. Look it up. It's 8% something.
Is it German?
No, it's Belgian. It's all Belgian. And I drank two of them. I can tell you, I came home. We had this opening between the kitchen and the living room. And it was like from the beginning till the ending about in meters, but it was 8 meters wide. It's long.
That's what she said.
I couldn't.
That's what
couldn't,
she said. I've been waiting to say that fucking so long.
I couldn't get through that. Just saying. And my mom and dad were like, "You're drunk." And I was like, "No, no."
Oh, God. That's like the worst. You remember the first time your parents ever busted you drunk? And you're just like, "Oh, you've been drinking?"
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, and as you're older now, like, you're like, "Man, I smell that. They smell. They. I know they had to smell that. That fucking like Schlitz malt liquor,
yeah,
like fucking Cobra,
you stole
Mad Dog 2020.
Oh my God, the berry. Wait, the mango Mad Dog 2020.
You guys are lucky. You guys had flavor now. Before there was no flavors. It was color. No, it was just like it was like red, orange, and blue. That's
you know that shit's labeled as like wine, right?
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
Dude, all I'm gonna say is that like down here in Florida growing up, it's like 7-Elevens are gods, you know? Like up there, like you're in Wawa. Like I learned that Wawa is the shit
Wawa
up there.
Wawa is the best.
And like growing up, like 7-Eleven, they would hide it in the back, and it was like, it was perfectly fit. The bottle fit perfectly in your pocket, and you're just like, man, I was like a little shit, man. I was like, we're getting, you know, like fucking 10, 12, 11, 13 years old. We're getting fucked up tonight. We got some Mad Dog, baby. Let's
Mad
go.
Dog.
Oh, man. Now I want another beer. Cheers.
Cheers.
But, I don't know. I mean, like, it just, I think, you know, Blaze and I, we share the same belief in you is that there's not enough people like you. Your brother is very lucky to have you in his life. It's just a testament is that, you know, I've always said, like, when I did on the last episode, I was like, when Blaze was like, I'm going to go to fucking TwitchCon and compete at H1Z1 event, the biggest, you know, event, you know, and he sat next to fucking Nadeshot because he promised his community that he was going to fucking do it a year in advance. And he fucking did it. You were punching a fucking clock, a 3-hour commute. And you're like, you know what? I'm fucking not going to do this shit anymore. You know?
Yep.
And look at you now. I think you're the cooler brother.
Thank you.
I'm going to say this if we ever get your brother on.
Are you taller than him or not? I always wondered that. You're shorter than him?
Yeah, I'm 5'7".
No,
6'3".
I can get 6 foot if I wear my heels though.
Yeah, heelies. But
my heels.
I think your brother's almost like 6 foot though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 6 foot. I'm 5'7", 5'8".
Oh man,
I'm still the tallest guy.
Yeah. Fuck. But you know, I mean, it's just I can't say it enough. Is that like you like for me, like you and like people like Blaze, when you encounter, like, you're an inspiration to people more than you know, because you're good-hearted people. You talk to people. You're not in it for the money. And how in the Twitch? You know what? I'm gonna tell you right now. Twitch, if you do not send this man a fucking partner fucking letter, I'm gonna be
just got
very
denied again.
Look,
How many times are you at?
12, baby.
12. Do you remember when I
next month?
Yeah, there you go. Do you remember when, like, I wrote you a message and I told you don't give up? I got refused 8 times. Mm-hmm. And back in the days, like, I'm talking 2015, beginning 2016, you didn't have the whole panel with all your numbers and this and that. That didn't exist. You just had to send the letter, put your finger in the air, and hope the wind blows in the right direction, right?
Yeah.
The only thing I did was go to an event and take a Twitch guy and told him, like, what the fuck do I need to do, man? Like, and he was like, okay, I'm going to do you solid. I'm going to tell you what you have to do. I'll just have to look at your numbers. And he told me, well, you know what? 150 average viewers, 3 months straight, and you're good to go. If you drop That's under insane. 150, one or two streams, you got to start over again for 3 months. And I was like, are you insane? He's That's like, insane. Yeah, sorry, CSGO is a big scene. Like, they looked back then at every kind of game you were playing, and if it was a popular game, it was even harder to get the sub button. Right. And but, you were streaming in English, it was even harder. If you were streaming in Portuguese or any other language, you had to have like 50 average viewers or 20, because back then those communities were smaller than they are now, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel you. I know how hard it is to get there, but the only thing I'll say to everybody, don't give up.
It's
going to
happen.
And do
for
your
you.
Thing.
It's
and I'm sure it's going to happen for you. Just
and
don't give up.
If it doesn't fucking happen soon, once again, you let us know. We're visiting some fucking people. You know, because like, we've all been around, you know, people that have gotten that check mark. I think for me now, like, I'm an affiliate, and, you know, it's kind of like I'm just as, you know, the perks are better for an affiliate now. But for you, because of the grind, the partnership is a reward for everything that you've done, everything you've sacrificed, everything you've accomplished. That check mark is like that fucking being on the top of the podium, because you've earned it, you know. And if Twitch doesn't do it, man, Twitch, you're fucking stupid. But don't take, you know, that's not him saying that, because he deserves it. You guys could just partner him right
just
now.
Just matter of time.
Right, meow. And you're patient, you know. I mean, a lot
of people, you got a lot of people that believe in you.
A lot
sure.
of people would be like, in your situation.
When you do tweets and everything, I see how much response you get, how much reactions you get. I saw how many people wrote to you to wish you a happy birthday. And I'm like, this dude has such a big.
Up.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I didn't know my reach was this.
But that's what Bobby tells you. Like, and sometimes even for me, I honestly have to say, at the moment I'm on low in numbers, you know, with viewers and everything, and sometimes it disappoints me. But in the end, Bobby says, Blaze, you have such a reach, you have influenced so many different people to get where they are. I remember, before, to throw a name out there from a guy that's now pretty popular, American Dad, me and him, we met at TwitchCon several times. We stayed in the same room. We had so many talks, me and him, before he got popular. And I just told him one thing. Do you, be you, just stay original and you'll get there. That was the point of the conversation, you know? And he took that advice. He always says I was one of his biggest inspirations. And that really touches me. And hearing that from guys like that, that's then I know I did my job, you know?
Yeah.
I don't, like, it's not, like, the most important is for me to have fun, to make friends, and just do my thing, you know? Hey. That's for me what's most important.
And like I said, it's just one of those, it's a testament to everything you've done and you've accomplished and you're going to accomplish, man. You know, it's good things happen to good people. Great things happen to fucking great people, you know? And you know, like I said, you could have been like, yo, fucking, you know, I'm Cloaksy's brother. Fucking look at me. And you're just like, no, man, I'm a fucking person. I'm not Cloaksy's brother. Yeah. I'm fucking Ant.
And I tried really. I've
followed the ants. Sorry
to
say that.
I got out of that, dude.
Slurpee.
No.
Follow Slurpee LOL.
Slurpee LOL. That was pretty bad, too. But the OGs know, like, I've tried. I think I've done a good job growing my Twitch without mooching too much off of being Cloaksies, bro. Because people who know. I have it in my bio on Twitter for mutuals to see, because my Twitter handle is fucking, I hate it. The Ant with two T's and an underscore. It's better than Follow the Ant.
Or Slurpy Ant.
Yeah. Slurpy LOL.
But you guys, believe it or not, we have been sitting here talking for like an hour.
No way.
And offline, you guys, what you don't understand offline is that we all agreed. It's like, fucking anybody that records a podcast for an hour, a bunch of fucking douchebags. Well, guess what? We're those fucking guys, right? No, but this goes to show is that when you can sit down and you're on, like, you know, you strip away the followers, you strip away fucking your achievements, and you just sit and fucking talk, is that anybody and everybody can fucking inspire somebody. So you inspired probably one of the greatest fucking competitive players to fucking do this, you know? Yeah. And kudos to fucking you. You inspire people to fucking do great things. And you, guess what? You don't say, well, I fucking did that. You're just like, hey, I was just a part of the fucking ride, man. Don't fucking thank me, you know? I mean, you did it. No, I mean, it's just fucking, I don't know, man, dude. It's an honor for you to be on this podcast and come and tell your story, the Shoey King story, the Ant, you know?
And the thing I'm never going to forget is that he almost blew up the whole house, like putting a computer together.
Yeah
almost burned his fucking... There's another fucking testament, you little shits out there. Stop asking for everything. Go out and get a fucking job.
Do it.
He fucking worked under the table.
He was working illegally.
Built a fucking PC and almost burned the house down to the fucking ground.
Allegedly.
I'm sorry.
But like...
Allegedly burned the piece house on the ground. Okay.
Yeah. Just guys, never give up. Follow your heart. Do what you're passionate about and try to do everything you can. Yeah.
Don't think it's
even if you're 40 years old like me, just go for it.
And it's okay to not take shit so fucking serious and to heart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just let that shit fucking slide, man.
For real.
Rely on your friends.
Care less.
Exactly. There you go. But just a quick, I'm going to go ahead and shout out his fucking social media because, you know, why not? So you guys, make sure you guys are going to Twitter. It's at the Ant, two T's, because this man's so big, he deserves an extra T, underscore. On Twitch, twitch.tv, Ant, two T's again. And also he's...
Which he got waiting, what, 2 years for it or whatever?
He was Slurpy. He was Slurpy LOL just to get this one. And on YouTube, also go to YouTube, A-N-T-T on YouTube. You guys fucking subscribe, follow him, do all that stuff. And if you guys have an Amazon Prime that's just hanging around, I mean a Twitch Prime, wow, I just named two fucking sponsorship fucking obligations right there. You guys got a Twitch Prime hanging around, use it on Ant as a belated birthday present. Tell him fucking the Fragging and Lagging podcast says hello. I'll just step aside and the floor is yours. And say whatever you want to say and we can end this fucking shindig, man.
Yeah, everybody, goodbye from the blaze. And Ant, floor is yours.
Yes, thank you guys, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. I did not realize it was an hour. This was fun as fuck. This was a shit ton of fun. I hope I answered all of the questions. I hope I gave you decent background info. This is the first time I've ever been on a podcast, so I hope I didn't ramble too much, but it was fun. This was fun.
Dude, anytime. You know what, though? You guys ever want to... Whenever, anytime you want to come back and hang out, just fucking let us know. And, you know, once we get some shirts made, we'll send some for out you and your brother.
Sure.
Dude, thank you once again for taking the time to come hang out with us. And like I said, we could have promoted that we were going to host, you know, do an interview with you. But we were like, no, dude, we don't. We want to do the interview, and then we'll say, hey, look, we fucking were lucky enough to have, you know, the Ant out, you know, Ant, not the Ant. Don't call him fucking Tony either, you motherfuckers.
No, I don't like Tony.
You call him fucking no, Tony.
No, I remembered that.
You call him Tony, fucking Fragging and Lagging, fucking mob. The mob's coming for you. So, it's Anthony. There's three things you can call him. Anthony, the Ant, or the Shoey King.
I like that.
Anything
Let's
else?
Let's go.
And this, you guys, you need to start blowing him up. You want to show him, so go hang out with him on Twitch when he streams. It's great. When do you stream? What's your stream schedule?
After the surfing, probably.
Yeah, I don't think there's waves today. I normally stream later in the night, like 6 to like 2. Sometimes I do a little earlier. I don't really have a schedule, which I think is cooling me back too. But definitely evenings. I like the evening crowd.
So, And make sure you guys are blowing him up for his new clothing line so we can do a drop. You know, you don't need a koozie when you're doing a shoey, and who needs a coaster when they're on your feet?
Yeah.
So just
I was thinking about making pocket tees too, and literally just having the words "have another one" right over the pocket. Because that's been like a running meme so far in the stream. It was like when someone says something stupid or like does something stupid, we just say "have another one."
I remember my first beer. That's like my favorite, like that movie.
Yeah, it's like the new. We're trying to make it like the new. I remember my first beer. It's like if you're playing COD and you fall and get fall damage, everybody just says "have another one."
Or Tim damage. They used to call it Tim damage.
Tim damage.
I mean, it's like that. Like all my alerts, man, are fucking just all like the stepbrother alerts, you know?
Yeah.
Like the host is the Catalina wine mixer. I fucking love that movie. And
that's
I was
a classic.
Like, how can I fucking incorporate? I remember my first beer, and I was like, I fucking can't. I can't.
You can't.
You can't on a shirt. So, once again, thank you very much for taking the time. Holy shit, we did what we said we weren't gonna do.
Yep. We passed the hour.
Fucking A. That just goes to show when fucking three dudes can sit around and I can drink a beer. Just
I just hope everybody enjoyed it. Share the podcast with everybody.
And, yeah, once again, you can find it on all podcast platforms, on Anchor, on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, fucking Google Podcast, Breaker, anything. If it's a pod, it's going to be on there. And
and we got a small Twitter account also.
Yeah, Fragging and Lagging. Let's go, man. You know we're going to be... This is the best kept secret podcast out there, and it's about to blow up because of the fucking Shoey King.
Yep. Let's go. So, thanks for being there, man. Appreciate it.
Nothing but love for
appreciate
you guys,
man.
It's great.
Thanks for having me.
No, man. We're trying to come up with a new coin phrase, so we're going to try it out on you, okay? Mm-hmm. Let me know the outro. He probably forgot it. So I'll just say, I'll just fucking...
Do it and I'll try. Do it and I'll try.
And so we were going to say, just remember, guys, if you're out there gaming, you're fragging. And if you're not...
Then you're probably lagging.
Bye, bitches.
Like it.
You like it? Is it good? The Shoey
like
King approved.
That.
That'll be the new one. So
I dig that.
All right. So you
Let's
guys
go.
Have a good one. And you guys, make sure you guys are once again going and following and showing some support to Anthony out there. At the Ant on Twitter, 2 T's. Ridiculously good looking dude with his hat on backwards because he owns it fucking the right way. Same thing, ANTT on Twitch and ANTT on YouTube. Anything else you want to, any social medias you want to, is that pretty much it?
Throw in there.
TikTok? Yeah,
that's
it.
It.
You a TikToker?
No, I don't have TikTok. TikTok freaks me out.
Good thing for you, dude. That's a fucking addiction. So.
Everybody, thanks for listening. You can all listen to us again next week, and we can't wait to bring you another amazing podcast like this one. I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Ant. Thank you, Bobby. Till next week, guys.
Bye, bitches.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Mom, get the camera. I gotta kill, Mom, I gotta kill. Oh yeah, baby. Oh, Mommy, I gotta kill. Finally, after 250 games sitting in a corner undying to the gas.